You're listening to Richmond Famous,
a podcast about food, culture, and community in Richmond, Virginia. I'm Laura Sands.
I'm Nicole Lang.
Welcome to episode 18, where Abuelita's is
Richmond Famous. Hold on to your hats, everybody. This week's guests are Karina Benavides and Evardo Fonseca of Abuelita's. Yes, that Abuelita's. The Abuelita's that no one can stop talking about. So yeah, they seem like some kind of breakout RV Dine stars, but they've actually been doing this for quite some time. This ain't their first rodeo.
Yeah, well over a decade. They already had two other restaurants when they opened Abuelita's. And this year they are nominated for an LB in the category of Best Global Cuisine, along with Richmond Famous alums, the Nile.
Oh, yes, the Teclamarian brothers. How we love them.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't know what the hell the Albies are, they're Richmond's own restaurant awards.
What are the Albies? Like, what are they?
A lot of people ask me that. So Richmond has its own version of the James Beard Awards, and they're happening on Sunday, April 28th at Hardywood West Creek. And we are going to be there.
Yes. And you should come find us if you've been on the podcast, because we will have a little treat for you.
Yeah.
But back to these guys. They are, God, I know I always say this, but they are delightful.
They are. They
and really are. I just want to be their best friends. And so will you. And here they are. So would you guys please each introduce yourselves and tell us what you do?
I'm Everardo Fonseca. And I'm the owner of the Abuelita's, and we love to cooking.
I am Karina Benavides. I'm also the owner with my husband, and we do love cooking and eating.
And this is your third restaurant, is that right?
That is correct. It's our third, but it's the most exciting one.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us a little, before we got started, you were talking about, you know, how this is the one you've really grown up with, and you feel like it's the most developed, I guess?
Yes.
Or the biggest expression of you?
Definitely. We know we've been in business for about 14 years now. And when we first opened the first restaurant, we had an idea of what we wanted to do. Well, we always follow like a box. A Mexican restaurant should be like this. They should have this decoration. We know you should have this lighting. You should have this. And as, you know, we are getting older and we are, you know, more experienced, we become our own in the restaurant. In the other restaurants, we've, you know, redecorated all of them because we wanted to, you know, express ourselves. But this one, we really have shown what we are or who we are. Our passion for food, for decorations, and, you know, to show people what food really is in Mexico. You know, we get a lot of, why don't you guys have burritos, or why don't you guys have this? And that's great. You know, food, Mexican food is that, but it's also stews and homemade and, you know, flavorful, and it's not super spicy all the time, but it's like soul food. You know, you really, when you eat it, you're like, oh, this feels so good.
Right.
Yeah.
Comfort.
So, yeah, exactly. And we wanted to show people that the food that we grew up with, you know, our grandmothers, our mothers, aunts, uncles, you know, everything.
You know, and the same time is something like when you came in here, you feel like comfortable, you know, like you don't have to came in here and dress all like fancy, things like that. It's something like enjoying a good meal. It's just going to be like fun too, you know, mm-hmm. Like don't follow like the rules when you go to the fancy restaurants, mm-hmm. And you have to be like acting like totally different.
Right, yeah.
You know, but
like you're doing them a favor. By
exactly,
coming in,
you know, because, oh, this is a nice restaurant. We need to act in like that, you know. And here is more like, got fun at the same time, because we laugh a lot when we cooking, you know, and we make food like with all days. I mean, all the time we make just laugh a lot. We got fun.
Yeah, it's very noticeable. When I first came in here, it was back in November. And I guess we just heard that you opened, and I don't, you know, we were just like, that's different. Guisos, mm-hmm. Stews, okay, yeah. Let's go check it out. And it was like, I'm not gonna say it was like a party back there, but there it was a little bit like a party. Like, and everyone was so friendly and ready to, and welcoming, and you know, for a place that is Mexican, and I'm putting that in quotes because it doesn't say Mexican food and tacos and burritos and whatever.
They don't specify.
You know, enchiladas, all unspecified Mexican. Yeah. People come in, and do they want an explanation? Yeah. They do. Okay, they can you talk? Can you talk about that?
They need, and that's one of the reasons why we don't have a Mexican restaurant on anywhere, because if you do that, you put yourself in a box.
Yeah.
So people come in and they expect, because of the reviews and everything, they expect us to have certain Mexican food. You know, the chimichangas, enchiladas, cheese dip, or chips on the tables. So we didn't want to have that. We want it to be truly Mexican, authentic. You go into someone's house and it's what you get. Mm-hmm. So when people come in, they do need an explanation, because the way we serve the food, and also, our menu is in Spanish, so when people come in, you know, they're like, what do I order? So we do have to explain it. And, you know, the stews, people aren't used to it. You know, like the nopales, the cactus, or even like when you put like tinga and it has chipotle, mm-hmm. they're like, oh my God, it's spicy. But it's not spicy. It's just very flavorful. So you do have to tell them, and they're like, what is this food? And one of the things that we do is we let people taste it, because we want them to not be scared. Mm. So when they taste it, they're like, oh, yeah, it's good.
Especially with cactus, I mean.
Yeah, especially with cactus. They're like, what does that taste like? Is it going to hurt me? I'm like, no.
Really? Does that happen?
Yeah, they're like, yeah, because a lot of, I mean, you know, you think about cactus, you're like, pointy things. Yeah. Okay, no, scare. Yeah.
Wow.
It's so go ahead.
So it's like a mini explanation about what is the texture, you know, how the flavor, how you fix it. I was like, well, you know, we're growing up with those. So sometimes it's like very hard to explain something.
Yeah.
For you, it's not rare. It's you're growing with this. We eat like every
There's
single day, you know?
Yeah,
everywhere. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, cut it out. It's a process. We always plan, you know, and we give you some guessing about what the taste, but, you know, the flavor is. But normally I say, you know what? You need to try.
Try it.
Let us know. But most of it, the people really like. I mean, I don't see anyone don't like it until now.
So out of the, and I know that there's, you know, dozens of stews that you guys make. Out of them, what is the cactus the hardest, nopales the hardest for people to get their head around, because it's not meat and it's a vegetable they've never heard of?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it is, because I mean, it's been there, but not like explanation, like, you know, you actually see in the food, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think it's the harder, but at the same time it's a very surprising, mm-hmm. the funnest one, because people just later you say like, oh wow, in my 15 years old I had cactus. So she's kind of getting into something she never tried before, or she don't have the experience about that. But it's been so fun. It's been such a good, you know, it's a vegetable to add in our menu, because it's how we do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Everything we had in here is how we do in Mexico.
Yeah.
So it's not like cut weight, you know. It's how we serve the food. It's how we eat. And also,
everything's from scratch.
Yeah, the fresh tortillas is another good, you know, the aguas frescas. Everything is made in here. You know, take it a long time to get ready, but I think the concept has been like you feel at home. You know, adding those things just make like good experience about that.
Yeah. So how are you balancing having two other restaurants with doing all this work here?
That's a good question. Well, the first restaurant in Powhatan, his brothers, they take care of, and they do a good job. You know, we hardly ever have any issues with them. You know, a couple of things here and there, you know, a couple of changes that we'll do. And then the one in Midlothian, we do have a set manager, and then another, you know, his cousin goes back and forth, kitchen and, you know, managing and stuff like that. So we do have a great team that we've created in the past 14 years. So that really has helped us to be able to explore and to be able to do other things. So, you know, before we opened this place, we had maybe 2 years of really leisure time, vacation, or, you know, we just really enjoyed it. We really took the time to be with our kids, you know, and just hang out and just have a good time, because we knew that once we came in here, we were going to be stuck. And I think that doing that in the past 2 years helped us and helped our group, our team be like, oh, they're not going to be here. We have to step it up.
So it was prepped for them.
Exactly. Yeah. Because we weren't 100% in the restaurant. So they knew that they would have to step up their game, because come this, we were not going to be at all, you know, maybe like a phone call here and there or a late, you know, visit to the restaurant, early visit to the restaurant, but it's not, we're not there.
I go early and I go late when we finish from here, you know, to go to check it out and how everything's going, if they need something. But most of it for how, what things they need, you know.
Yeah.
And I can help
them.
Even
if you just show your face.
Yeah, just go there, everybody's getting excited, you know, because I'm kind of fun guy, you know. I'm not like a typical manager or owner, like, like that, you know. I just chill out, get relaxed, and then focus what is important point, you know. Mm-hmm. I think leaving the people be free themselves and something they feel passion, I think we give us the tools to do it, you know. I say this is a restaurant, but actually can be yours too. Mm-hmm. Just fill it out, just listen to the customer and give flow, and everything running pretty good. You know, I help you with the big changes maybe we had to make it, because we don't like stuck all the time to, you know, keeping going. I like to grow in the menu. I like to
what
make
are, what
it
are the names
course.
Of the places?
They call it El Cerro Azul.
Okay.
El Cerro Azul.
Okay.
You can see El Cerro Azul too. No, it's El Cerro Azul. One is across from Sycamore Square, El Milotian too. And the other, a little more far, is in Powhatan.
Restaurant.
So around 60. I don't know. This route has been so lucky for us.
Stick with it.
Yeah, stick with it, you know.
So and what's interesting to me about talking to you guys is, well, a couple things. First of all, and this is something I want to ask you about, and you can tell me what you think of it. Everyone's abuelitas, abuelitas, abuelitas. You guys, it's like a zeitgeist. Everyone I talk to is like, have you been to Abuelitas? I'm like, yeah, I went in November. but she went to the pop-up at the Cavs.
Oh, the Cavs,
you
be there.
Which is another
thing
I want to ask about how that happened and everything. But to me, I'm sitting here and I'm talking not to new people that opened a hot place, but to seasoned restaurateurs who are coming into their own. Is that how it feels?
Yes. Yeah. I think it helped that we open in the city. That's the first thing, you know, when people, we were not expecting this, you know, at all. We thought we made a restaurant for us. You know, we made a restaurant of food that we liked, and we made a restaurant of the, you know, the decor that we liked and the location that we liked, because it was convenient for us. And we really wanted it to be like, for people who are like us, you know, who are younger or who are more they like different foods and they like to explore food. Yes. And also for the Hispanic community, you know, we wanted it to be especially like Mexican food, like true Mexican food, because there's a lot of restaurants around here, but they all have like street food, like tacos and stuff like that, which are great. There's a lot of good places, but we wanted it to have like a meaning, you know, like for people who are, you know, who are not in Mexico, who've been out of their country for so long. We wanted it to be like, oh, abuelitas, you know, I remember when I used to eat this. So that's what we were thinking. And then it's just been, oh my God, I like you guys, you know, getting in touch with us to do this. It's just not expected. You
what
know
about
the
LB nomination.
I know that.
We don't know anything about those things.
No, we got. I got a messenger from Facebook. Oh my God, the Venezuelan restaurant Boca.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's like, congratulations, and I said, oh, thank you, and I think he sent me a snap like of the picture, and then I was like, okay, thank you so much. You know,
what is this?
And then he sent me a link to it, and I started reading it. I was like, oh, okay, this is, you know, pretty big. And I have two brothers, And they're in the business as well. And they know a lot more about, you know, the Richmond food culture and everything that we do. So I was like, hey, what is this? Like, is this a big deal? And they're like, yeah, Karina, this is a big deal. Because it's not, you know, it's not like people voting for you. It's not like what my brother said. It's like, it's not a what is it called? A popularity contest. It's like people who know, you know, they won, they nominated you. I was like, oh, so it's like the Grammys? And they're like, yeah.
Food Grammys.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God. And so it was like, when do we know? Like, you have to go. I was like, so we have to go. And it's on a Sunday. What do I have to do? Do I have to close? What do we do? So all these things, you know, gone in your head. But it's just, we've never expected it to be what it is. But I think it's also because we are true to ourselves. Yeah. I don't know how to explain that, you know. And, you know, we've been working. Everybody who comes in, they're like, oh, you know, this is like, almost, it could be like a franchise. This, everything is so well put together, or the restaurant. Oh, you guys have another restaurant? Like, yeah, we've been in business for over four. And, you know, more than 20 years. You know, my family, he's been working in the restaurants for a long time. Yeah, my brothers, my dad, you know, everybody. It's just, I grew up with it. He kind of grew up in it as well. So it just started with you. Yeah, with my dad. Yeah,
the first restaurant he opened. Yeah. So
was that here or in Massachusetts?
Yeah, it was in Richmond. No, it was in Colonia Heights. That's where he first opened his first restaurant, Don Jose, and then in Hull Street, and then now he has Don Pepe's, and my brothers have Pepe's.
Okay.
And Hibachi Box. And you know, it's just. Yes, yeah, they're good.
I've never been there.
So it's just like, you know, it's just like part of our family. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that has really helped us is that they're like in the city. So they always take us out to like, hey, let's go here, let's go there. So it really opened our eyes to what people really do like to eat. And I think we're like, yeah, you know, people will enjoy our food. So that's the thing, one of the reasons why we're like, yeah, let's just do it.
Yeah, and also I don't like, you know, the concept sometimes people get for restaurant, just like a restaurant, you know. And here I'm trying to make feel people just, they are at home. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a home. And this how feels pretty much when you go to the Spanish home, always you feel so welcoming, mm-hmm. you know, to came and always they offering to you is the best food they can cook, you know. And the tortillas and everything is how the touch we like to get an experience, you know, like something like really feels like unique in the same time, but also the feeling is like you feel like completely satisfying in all corners, you know, because sometimes you go to the restaurant and it's something always you not feel like that meals can be very great. But also in here, I'm trying to cover, you know, the service, a compliment with the food and the friendly chip and everything and the explanation. I mean, it's been such a pleasure to been doing this.
And it's very streamlined. It's like you took the essence of everything and just really focused. I mean, like by having no menu, or I mean, you have a menu,
it's
but
another
you know what
thing.
I mean? Like, it's just like, we're here.
Yeah.
Come get it.
We know what we're doing now.
Yeah.
The best of like what we've learned.
Exactly. Right. The no menu is because, you know, like you don't have a menu at your house. You know, like, for example, certain times we wake up, there's like, okay, we're going to cook this, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, no, you know what? Let's just do this because blah, blah, blah. It's going to be cold. Let's just make this mm-hmm. then. It's going to be hot. So just do that. So we're always working on the menu. So that really help us because we're not stuck. Mm. You know, we're not like waking up like, oh, we have to make this, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You know. So we're like, what do we do today? Oh, okay.
Those things keep you excited in the mm-hmm. kitchen, you know, to see like watch the weather and say like, what like today? No, just what we want. Mm-hmm. And in that way, when you're asking that question yourself, a lot of people, they love it because they can reflect yourself in the food.
Mm-hmm.
This is the weather perfect for this kind of stew and that kind of food. And a lot of people just enjoying it because pretty much we are humans and feelings very similar, you know, about the weather, about what we want to eat.
So let's talk about the food for a second. So tell me what goes into making the stew. Is it like, you know how in Louisiana they have like the gumbos and the thing and it starts with the roux? I'm imagining stews, even the word stew, it's like it means to take a long time to like stew over something. So when do you start and how does, like, how does
that process work? So the process is basically first you choose like which meat we're going to do. So we, you know, you either, you know, we saute, you know, like ribs or boil them or something. You prepare the meat first. Mm-hmm. And on the other, like on the side, we're preparing the sauces. So for example, like tomatillos or tomatoes get roasted. The peppers get roasted as well. Or sometimes we don't roast them. It depends on what kind of sauce. Because like there's green salsa with tomatillo and poblano. And then there's green salsa with tomatillo and like a jalapeno or something. And there's two different things. One of them is like more like the flavor is deeper. The other one is more like it's greener, it's lighter. So you have to prepare the meat. Then you do the sauce, and then you add it to it. So, you know, it's just like the process of preparing the vegetables, I think it's like what we take the longer. Yeah, because, you know, the meat, you can just leave it there. But like roasting the vegetables, roasting the peppers, roasting the all of the tomatoes. Yeah, garlic and stuff like that.
Teasing out all that.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And then after that, you just let it do its thing. You know, you let it cook for a little bit longer and longer. I think it's like an hour and a half or so.
2 hours. All depends how much the meat needed. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, our products we're using for cook the sauces, we like to have it in room temperature. Mm-hmm. So that way they give us another rich flavor. For you know, getting the normal temperature, I say, all the produce, and also we transport it to the kitchen to using it to make the sauces. It's funny because I mean it's hard to describe how we do because I mean for me, I know that food when I was a kid, you know, right. My mom teach me all these things. So for me, it's like instincting to know what flavors go with what meat. So I'm not choosy. I just decide to put this salsa in this meat because I've been see for a long, long time. My mom also, she's 63 or 64 and she's still doing it that way. Mm-hmm. So for us, it's very instinctive to do what she do, you know? And the process, I mean, I don't feel it's too long because I join a lot, you know, and the other lady help us to cooking. She's the same way. I mean, she loves cooking and singing and dancing sometimes in the kitchen. You know?
And what's her name?
She name is Cleopatra.
Okay, and
alias Copies.
Did she go to the cask?
Yeah, she go. The tortilla thing. Yeah.
Did you see her?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Can you talk about how that cask pop-up came to be?
Like I told you, my brothers, they know everybody. Mm-hmm. And they were here one day, on a Wednesday. They came with a brother with, you know, sitting there. And he was like, and they were like, oh, they went to the restroom. One of them did. And then he's like, oh, you know, that's David from the Cass Cafe. I was like, oh, no. I was like, no, I don't. So he's like, oh, you should talk to him and see, you know, they do pop-ups there, blah, blah, blah. And so he introduced me to David. Into his girlfriend, and I think it was another lady. I don't remember. So they were, you know, they're talking for a while, and then I get a call from my brother. Maybe like a couple of days after that, he's like, "Hey, I got you a pop-up date at the cask." I'm like, "What? Yeah." And so after that, he gave me David's number, and we talked to David, and you know, we just, you know, talked to him and set up the date and stuff like that. And that's how it became, you know, thanks to them knowing the right people. And like I said, they helped me a lot, yeah.
And did a lot of folks come out to that?
Yeah, we had a great turnout. David was really happy. He's like, oh, this is great, you know. Yeah, we had a really busy day. And the way the food, it's served, it's just like here. You know, it took a long time to prepare it. Mm-hmm. But then when you serve the food, it's so quickly because everything is already made. You just have to plate it. So the turnout of the tables were really fast because the food was coming out really fast. So that was great. And we even have people who come to the restaurant and they knew that we were going to be over there on that side of town. They came and, you know, talked to us and everything. That felt really fun. Yeah, and then my brothers, they were singing like, oh, you got fans already? That was really funny. But, and, you know, we are very excited. We would like to do another pop-up, but I think a lot of the time for us is a restriction and we only have Mondays. So we'll have to figure out, you know, with others and stuff like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to get into your backstory a little bit. So you guys are both from the same town in Jalisco. Did you meet there or you met here? Can you talk about how you guys met and like, and also how you came to be in business together?
Okay, so we're from the same town. We actually have almost the same, we have we're the same age, right? So we have friends in common. We have family in common. Well, we've never met. I think we've met, but we were so young that, you know, whatever. Yeah. So my dad opened his restaurant in Colonial Heights, and he needed staff. And so his cousin, my husband's cousin, was working with him. He's like, oh, I have this guy who, you know, he can be in the grill, blah, blah, blah. So he started working with my dad when we first opened over there. And 1999. So when we first met, we weren't like super friendly. We were kind of like, because he came and he knew all this stuff. And I was like, you know, kind of protecting my dad, like, whatever, you know everything. And so, and then he used to say that I was a snob and all this stuff, right? So, but we knew each other from, and then we started talking like, oh yeah, you know, his girlfriend, it was someone I knew. Awkward. And we had friends in common, like, oh, yeah, I used to hang out with this, blah, blah, blah. And then I didn't remember, but we met, like, a couple years before because my dad had a restaurant in Mexico. And whenever I went back for, like, summer vacation, I will help out. And one time I was there, and he was with friends of mine and his, and I talked to them, and they introduced me to him, but I didn't, you know, I didn't register. So then we started working, blah, blah, blah. And we both had relationships, you know, with other people, blah, blah. And we ended up, we know we were single, and we started talking. And it's been 15-something years, a long time. So
we know each other like 4 years, 5 years.
6 years. 6 years,
pretty much.
Before we started dating.
Yeah, and you know, I think we always feel something, you know, behind. If we take it straight, you know, you know, this kind of person you like, but you don't want to admit it, you know, like, I really like her, you know, and I think she feels the same way.
Yeah.
And then one day we are both singles, and we got a, we go to the hacienda that night, right? We're dancing with our friends, because we hang out with friends, you know, from the restaurant.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We go out to the bowling, Applebee's, things like that, to hang out. And then I just give you some good comment, compliment. But she loves to eat a lot, different food like I am. I'm kind of pick a little bit, but she's the explorer, like a daughter of the explorer, you know. And she introduced me a lot of the food, you know, because sometimes I am kind of afraid, you know, to leave what I thinking is good in my brain. But always she introduced me like a very, very good experience.
She pushes it.
Yeah, she pushed me a lot.
So is one of you more involved in like creating the menu every day than the other, or is it a collaboration?
He is more involved than I am because he has more experience working in the kitchen, because he's worked in the kitchen for 20 some years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he has a, like the way you work in the kitchen is, you know, he has an idea how to do it, you know, like cook for massive amounts, where I don't, you know. And he knows how to store it, how to everything, you know. I have knowledge, but I don't have experience. I don't have the how to, like, quickly. So he has that, and so we take advantage of the fact that he does. You know, we'll talk about, like, we should he'll ask me, like, okay, should we cook this? What do you think about that? I'm like, yeah. And then, we know, we'll just talk about what we should do. And maybe I'll have a suggestion, like, okay, yeah, let's do it like that. Or he'll be like, no, I'm going to do it this way. I'm like, okay. I'm like, okay. And it works, you know. So I can't argue with that. But he does. Yeah. But I think it's also we cook, I cook at home. And so he gets a lot of the some ideas from it. Also from, you know, his family, his mom, my mom. My mom is the genius in the kitchen. And but yeah, he is definitely like, you know, it every day. He comes in earlier. We have two kids too. So I'm kind of like always making sure that they're, you know, in school, they do this and that and that. So I think we have like, that's, you know, we kind of figure out our parts. So if we both were doing the same thing, it wouldn't work out.
Right.
You know, so I don't want to take over the kitchen because I know I'm not capable because I have other things in my head. You know, I can't stop thinking like, okay, do they do their homework? Where I know he can actually like go all the way in the kitchen and he knows that I'm there. And I know he's in the kitchen and I know he makes it. And I mean, it's everybody, you know, everybody loves the food. So I know that he knows, you know. And
so you trust it.
Yeah. Yes, I do. I trust him. I do.
20 years later.
We were talking about this before we started recording, I think. But okay. You renovated this place yourself, essentially,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's right. We do. And I like to go to the big store with tools and all that stuff. Like, uh-huh. Am I having, you know? I can have the vision. I can see the wall already with that kind of texture. I can see the color if they go together or not. Mm. Even if it's nothing in there, I can still see what we need to put in there, you know. If it's nothing agree with my brain, I just like, no, it's not gonna be good, you know. But I had the ability. I don't know where it's come from, maybe from my grandpa.
You guys are just creative individuals.
I know. Pretty much. Yeah. You bring it all.
All the pieces together, you know. And she's been all this, you know, the pillar too. And and here in my life, you know, one thing you need to do is work hard, you know. Yeah. Work hard for your passion. I mean, because I spend a lot of time, but I don't feel like it because I really enjoy it, you know.
Love it. Yeah.
7 a.m. to 1 a.m. in the morning, I was like, I don't feel exhausted. I feel kind of tired, but I'm really enjoying to see the results.
Right,
you know?
There's more gratification.
Yeah, more gratification, yeah. And also the way to get ready. You know, like say people like, oh, this is so great, you know. But actually, when you open a restaurant and you set up everything, it's just the start. Mm-hmm. You know, it's when you open is when you really start working.
Yeah.
You know, it's when you really start to see if your concept is going to be work or not.
When did Abuelitos open?
October 25th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We opened. I mean, we had it 1 month, for people to come in. We had it too, right? With friends, 2 days. Mm-hmm. And we have, the advice for our friends. And they say, I mean, this is good. I mean, I really enjoy it. And everybody enjoying. I said, like, you give you some ideas in what area we need to focus more, you know. But actually, it's been working since we opened, just like that, you know.
And has everything been in place from the whole time? Like, did you have the salsa bar when you first opened and everything? Mm-hmm. So it was all executed already?
Yeah, it's already there.
Okay.
You know, the setup has been like that when the first we opened. You know, in Mexican.
The salsa is like the soul of Mexican.
Yeah, exactly.
When I walked in and I saw that, I almost went right to that. I need to try all of these.
Yeah, and also, you know, Ben, and the table in each house, in Mexican house, it has to be a salsa. For different food.
Yeah.
You know, the salsas is another world, you know. Mm-hmm. You can make salsas for everything. So in my experience and my life in Mexico has been discovery. It's been, you know, each salsa has to be with certain food. You know, for tacos, you make difference. For stew, you make difference. For soups, you make different salsa. So this is something came, I think we came in ADN.
DNA.
sorry, it's wrong.
No, that's good.
It's a Spanglish translation, you know. I go backwards a little bit. it's been set up like that, and I think it's, I say again, you know, this is like a home, you know, feel like a home and
do you
no restriction.
That's why people have been so responsive because you made it like a home, or what do you think is behind that? I mean, and you said earlier that you were not expecting that,
no.
Right? You weren't expecting, and their people are coming in droves.
You know, the welcoming, the feelings, and coming here with the no menu food, different food, strange, everything. So it's like adventures, you mm-hmm. know? It's going into something you never had it before. So they get something like excited, mm-hmm. you know, keeping life exciting.
So do you think that the concept of Abuelitas would have worked 10 years ago?
No, I don't think so. You know, I think the time came with yourself, you know, because when we opened Milotian, I had in my ideas change a little bit more to Hispanic, but I think it wasn't the time, you know.
People wouldn't be ready.
No, I don't think so. And I don't think we were ready too.
More importantly.
Yeah, this is more important, yeah. You know, like I think it's, you know, the time came when it happened, you know,
yeah.
when you feel it out, you know, pretty much when you feel yourself and you think it's kind of working, I think your body tells you, you know, and it's how I work with myself. And I'm so grateful to stay alive and enjoying all this, you know, and also like make a lot of friends already
yeah.
around here, you know,
mm-hmm.
see new people, different people, how they think and came with the family, see kids, just eat this food. It's amazing,
yeah,
you know, it's the best part.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because you see like, okay, she's going to take it.
With the kids, especially because we're serving the food, so I'm always in the front, you know, and we get family with kids. It doesn't matter if they're Hispanic or American or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, ethnicity or nationality. They come in and they're like, "Do you have anything for kids?" And and what we say is, we're like, "Oh no, we don't have." So now we just say, "Yes, we have a smaller plate. We can make it with the smaller, you know, rice, beans, and one of the stews." Is that all? You don't have anything else? No, that's what we have. You know, that's what we cook here. So we want people to eat what we cook. And they're like, okay. So when I say, I can give you a taste for the kids so they can try it. And like, oh, okay. So usually it's like chicken, mm-hmm. which is everybody likes chicken,
yep.
or the steak and potatoes. So they'll taste the chicken and the kids are, at first their face is like, I don't want to eat this food, blah, blah, blah. Then they'll taste the food and they're like, okay. And they're like, yeah, I'll eat it. So they, you know, they get the food and they clean their plates out.
Wow.
And you see families with like not 1-2-year-olds with the tortilla in their head and their beans and everything. And then and they're like 10-year-old kids. They're like eating the food like, oh my God, this is so good. And the funny thing is
the tortillas are so good.
And the funny, yeah, thank you. And the funny thing is like, one time, the same night, it happened where a mom came with 2 kids, and it was so hilarious. They one after the other, and they ordered the chicken dish for their kids, right? And they order for them, they order a steak and cactus, and they want to order pork and cactus, right? So when I go and check on the tables, because we like to, you know, to make sure their customers are okay, blah, blah, blah. So I go and check on the tables, and both tables, I'll go and check, and they're like, how is everything? And the kids were eating their parents' food with the cactus and the pork
wow.
and the everything.
So they were like, I've graduated from
yes,
chicken.
From like that. And we have kids, you know, parents coming. They're like, my kid asked to come here. We're like, where do you want to go? Abuelitas, Abuelitas.
Oh, wow.
No, they weren't asking for Chick-fil-A. They weren't asking for
wow,
any of that.
That's awesome.
So I'm like, but it's like, when I think about it, I told them, you know, kids like pizza, they like spaghetti, they like all those flavors. And that's like strong flavors. But we don't realize that because we always try to give them like bland stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when you give them like true food, like the chipotle and stuff, they taste it. And they're like, oh, this is good. Their whole palate maybe had never tasted that, but they like it. They enjoy that. So it's like, you know, maybe we should, you know, teach our kids to be a little more adventurous. And there, you know, they will be more open to trying different foods. Yeah.
Wow, I was not expecting that.
I know, me either. You both seem very gratified by the process of introducing new
yeah.
people who haven't had this kind of food. To
yes,
before,
we are. Yeah. We are very, I don't know, it's, I guess we were, like meant to do it. I don't know. Yeah, like it's a journey.
It seems that way.
Yeah, we're very passionate about Mexican food, our food, or, you know, just in general food. So we respect other people who cook because it's, you know, it takes a lot of time. And it's very, you know, it's a hard, hard work that we don't really get rewarded. So for us to be able to do this and for us to be have the spotlight on us, it just like, it's really amazing, you know? Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. We are ourselves.
Thank you so much.
We enjoy the spotlight. We do.
Yeah, it looks like it.
And good luck in the Albies.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. You know, we're really excited about that. So we'll see.
Are you going to close the restaurant?
Maybe early, yeah.
Early, yes. Yeah.
But I have to go get dolled up, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
of course.
He can stay here. He can close up. I have to go get dolled up. Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Richmond Famous is hosted, produced, and edited by us,
Laura Sant
and Nicole Lang.
Our theme song is Funky Virginia by Sir Guy.
Please rate us and leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts.
And follow us at richmondfamous.com and at RVAFamous on Twitter and Instagram.
Bye.